Travel World.
I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report. On the line with Jeff Greenwald, travel author for about 20 years now, who published by himself the book Scratching the Surface, which is a collection of about 30 stories from his trips around the world. Jeff, tell us a bit more about the stories that you picked.
Well, in putting together the stories for this book, I tried to pick stories that were, on the one hand, kind of funny, because I really enjoy writing in an entertaining way, but I also wanted to get stories that had sort of a moral to them, or just some kind of a lesson that comes out of them. One of my favorite stories in the book is, it's a bit of a stretch to call it a travel story, but it's about the time I spent as a guest star on an NBC sitcom called News Radio. Hollywood is a travel destination for a lot of people, so I figured I could include it in my travel book. What was sort of funny to me was the realization that all of these Hollywood actors, who of course I had worshipped from afar, had this illusion that the career of travel writing was the most romantic thing you could possibly do in the world. And we had a sort of a little bit of a competition to see who had the most romantic life. I think that they won, if on no other grounds than that they got regular paychecks and had much better medical benefits. But there are other stories set in places like Bhutan, Nepal, where I try to combine adventure with a look at sort of the current political or social situation in the country. So you come away not only with a real sort of entertaining adventure story, but also a real good idea of what's happening in those countries in real time right now.
www.jeffgreenwald.com. That's the place to get Jeff Greenwald's book, Scratching the Surface. I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Travel.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report, in conversation with travel writers Doug and Maury.
Unfortunately, Stephen, you just missed Knowlton's annual dog pageant, but there are many country-style events coming up soon. There's Knowlton's Antique and Crafts Market on June 23rd and July 21st on the museum lawn.
The Knowlton House and Garden Tour on July 10 is one of the town's most popular events. Later in the month, artists throughout the region open their studios to the public, and music lovers can wander the woods of Mount Orford to the strains of classical music as exceptionally gifted young musicians spend the summer honing their skills at the Orford Arts Center.
The townships are the center of amateur and repertory theater in Quebec. Of particular note are the Piggery Theatre in North Hatley, the Knowlton Pub Playhouse, the Mandragore Theatre in Sutton, Le Vieux Clocher French Language Theatre in Magog, and the Haskell Opera House, which sits on the Canada-U.S. border with one entrance in Derby Line, Vermont, the other in Rock Island, Quebec.
Doug performs with the Knowlton Players in Sunshine Theatre, so he always has to work the theatre in.
Moving right along, there's also Quebec's largest agricultural fair on the Labor Day weekend. The Brown County Fair features animal judging, horse and tractor pulls, country music and dancing, and of course, greased pigs for the kids to chase.
You're kidding.
Nope, real pigs, real grease, real fun. You should try it this year, doll.
I prefer ducks, so you'll find me at the Brome Lake Duck Fest in October. This event celebrates the famous Brome Lake duck with a street festival, gourmet tastings, and duck delicacies.
Did we mention that the townships also offer beaches and boating?
Bird watching and fishing.
Boat cruises and cycling.
Golfing and hiking.
Horseback riding.
Parachuting and hand gliding.
Camping and sailing.
Rock climbing and water sliding.
A great winter skiing, dog sledding, snowshoeing, snowmobiling, and lots of other fun stuff.
Call 1-800-263-1086. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
This has been a NASCOR marketing production.